Welcome to the PDP Podcast, brought to you by Professional Dairy Producers, dairy's professional development organization.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Morgan Ekovich. In our last two episodes, we talked about intentional movement in our mindset. So today, we're going to be diving into food and nutrition, specifically on how what we put in our body affects how we feel, how we perform, and our overall well-being. I know that when life gets busy, it's really easy to let our nutrition slide and to just not put any focus and just kind of go through the motions. But trust me when I say that making small changes make a big impact. And if you have learned one thing from the last two episodes, it's that small changes are the best way to see progress and sustainable change long term. So let's kind of talk about the basics here. Our bodies are like machines. And just like a machine, we need the right fuel to run efficiently. When we eat nutrient-dense foods, and I want you to think proteins, vegetables, fruits, whole grains, things like that, healthy fats, we're giving our body what it needs to keep our energy levels high, to keep our energy levels stable, and to help repair and build muscle. Whereas when we tend to fall into the busyness of life, we tend to go for highly processed food, maybe that fast food line, whatever that is, where we're eating some unhealthy fats a little bit more, higher in sugar, something that's always coming out of a wrapper. And when we eat that way, we tend to feel sluggish, foggy. So when we talk about fueling our body, the number one thing that you can do to help set yourself up for success is to first just notice. Start with just noticing what you're putting in your plate, what you're putting in your mouth. And that is literally as simple as looking down and saying, okay, do I have a fruit? Do I have a veggie? Do I have a protein? Do I have a whole grain? No, I don't. I have this protein bar that came out of a wrapper and the wrapper is still in my hand. Okay, don't shame yourself. Just start to acknowledge it. Start to notice it. If that right there, if you need a little bit of a deeper dive to start to notice these things, because some of us do, you can do something as simple as keeping a food log. And you can do this on your phone or in a notebook. Pull it out, write the date, write breakfast, and write down what you ate. Eggs, toast, and cheese for lunch, turkey sandwich for dinner, freezer quinoa dinner, whatever that may be. Write that down and start to notice. How much are you cooking? How much is somebody else cooking that you're just warming up? And when I say someone else, I kind of mean those freezer meals, those grab-and-go meals that we're buying at the grocery store, not someone else in your family. The third way that you can go ahead and track this is, and kind of be aware of this, is you can download an app on your phone. MyFitnessPal is a really commonly used one. It's free. But when you do that, you have to do quantities of your food as well. So it gives you that deeper dive. So at first, I recommend just noticing. Then keep a very basic food log. And then if you feel like you still need to go a little bit deeper, then you go into an app and you start to take quantities. But in reality, your time is so valuable and you are busy. That's why we are noticing we're not eating as well. So we can't spend a ton of time food logging. So just start by noticing and being aware of what you're putting on your plate and what you're putting in your mouth. Once we started to become aware, the other thing we need to be aware of is our hydration. And I don't know if you knew this, but our bodies are made up about 60% of water, and dehydration can lead to fatigue, headaches, and poor concentration. For females, we want to aim for 60 to 90 ounces of water a day. For males, we want 90 to 120 ounces per day. And I know that starts to feel like a lot. If you're thinking, I have to hit 90 ounces or 60 ounces, no way. I get that. The things that you want to remember is water intake. You want to build up slowly. So you want to first notice how much water are you drinking consistently. Is it one bottled water? And when I say bottled water, I think of the plastic ones we get from the grocery store. Is it one? Maybe you have a 32-ounce water bottle and you're drinking two of those. Whatever that looks like, start to keep a small log for a couple days. Start to get a baseline of how much you're drinking and then slowly increase it by 10 to 15 ounces. Once you are consistently hitting that new level of 10 to 15 ounces, bump it up another 10 to 15 ounces and slowly build it. What that will also do is it will keep you from having to be in the bathroom every 20 minutes, because that's a lot of people's hesitations for not drinking more water, is because they don't want to spend more time in the bathroom. So by gradually increasing your water intake from where you are, getting you to those goals of 60 to 90 or 90 to 120, you will eventually hit that goal and you will feel better. If you're thinking, I just don't know where I'll fit the water in, that's when we want to look at, what are we consuming throughout our day? Are we consuming energy drinks? Are we consuming coffee? Are we drinking milk? Are we drinking pop? What are we drinking? Are we drinking Gatorade? Can we, each time we have one of those, also have a glass of water? So then we start to balance where those liquids are coming from. And eventually, you'll start to become satisfied with water and you'll notice how good your body feels by drinking more water. So let's kind of bounce back to food here for a second. And we're going to talk about whole foods. And when we talked about the basics of fueling our body, when we start to just notice what types of food we're putting in, you heard me talk about protein, veggies, fruits, whole grains. I want you to think about getting as many whole foods into your diet as possible. And this doesn't mean they have to come raw. It doesn't mean they have to be in the salad section at the grocery store. It can mean buying frozen veggies. A staple in my household is mixed frozen veggies. I have at least 4 steamable bags at all times. Reason being is I travel a ton, and having fresh veggies do not last. They end up going bad, or it's hard to plan out how much I need for the days that I'm home. So frozen veggies is a fantastic way. If you have sweet corn, cut that off the cob during the summer, freeze that, and have that all winter. There are ways to eat whole foods that do not have to be highly processed. And the more we can think about this, of shopping the perimeter of your grocery store, and whether you buy meat directly from the source or you buy it at the grocery store, making sure you've got high quality proteins, beef, turkey, pork, chicken, things like that, making sure you have those on hand, and you can make those sometimes in bulk, which will lead us into our next thing here in a second. But making sure you've got protein sources. We always have a freezer full of meat. Meat is one thing that we are never short on. I always have cans of tuna, packets of tuna, and canned chicken in the cabinet for protein in case my freezer source for some reason is out. They also make a quick grab-and-go option during lunch. When it comes to veggies, there's times where I don't always have time to prep my veggies that week. So I will buy a veggie tray. Same thing with fruit. If I want watermelon, but I don't want to sacrifice the time it takes to cut the watermelon based on the week or the effort level I want to put in, I just buy pre-cut watermelon. Yes, it's more expensive, but what it's doing is I'm making a choice based on what my life looks like. So you can do the same. Same thing goes for your veggies. Like I said, you can buy those frozen. Frozen veggies are just as good as your fresh ones, and they can be quickly prepared, and a lot of times they tend to settle better with our stomachs. Raw vegetables can be kind of rough on some of our digestive systems. Not everybody's, but some of them. If you notice you get really bloated when you eat raw veggies, try having cooked veggies and see if that helps, because the way that it's cooked and it breaks down, it's easier for our body to digest. So think about aiming for balanced meals, having a palm-sized serving of protein, which is also the size of a deck of cards, some healthy fats. Those can be butters, oils, things that you are cooking in. You don't need to keep adding fat to it if you're cooking your meats and your veggies in that. We want to make sure we've got a source of fiber, and our fiber is coming from our fruits, our veggies, and our whole grains. You can choose which one per meal. Typically for breakfast, I do a whole grain option. And for lunch and for dinner, I do a fruit or a vegetable. Sometimes with the whole grain, just kind of depends on what the day looks like and what my body feels like it needs. But aiming for balanced meals, source of protein at every meal, healthy fats and fiber. We do not get enough protein and we do not get enough fiber in our day. So I kind of led into this already about some of the ways that you can actually cheat the system and meal prep without having to spend a ton of time. And that is buying that veggie tray, buying that fruit tray. Maybe that's already buying pre-shredded chicken in the deli section. Things like that. So many people tend to think, oh, I can't do that. That's a cheating. I'll just get something that's like a protein bar because that's better. No, I would so much rather have you buy something that somebody else has prepared that is a whole food option than get a protein bar. because you know what is in it. So I already hinted at this a little bit about maybe time is an issue when it comes to balanced meals and eating whole foods. If time is an issue, it is okay to buy things that are already pre-made and easily packaged for you. Those frozen veggies, the pre-shredded chicken, the salad bags, they're out there for a reason. Veggie trays, fruit trays, they're there for your convenience. It's not cheating. It is a whole food. It's just the way it's packaged. Yes, it's going to cost a little bit more, but what's it costing you for you to do the work? It's costing your time and your energy. Is your time and energy worth the extra $1.50? It probably is. Are you more likely to eat it if you have that veggie tray that you can just pull out on the counter and munch on throughout the day? Absolutely. Instead of that bag of big carrots that you have to skin and cut, yes. Anything that is easy, simple, and convenient, you are going to eat. Some other things that you can do is if you are, Morgan, I have time. Where do I start with that meal prepping? First thing, start by having a plan. What are you eating for breakfast this week? Do you have the items to eat a balanced breakfast? No? Go get them. Same thing goes for lunch. Same thing goes for dinner. Same thing goes for snacks. Have a plan and make sure you have those ingredients on hand. After that, if you notice certain meals are more challenging to prepare or to that you tend to have this idea and you're like, I'm going to make sandwiches this week, but you don't actually follow through on it because day of you realize time is moving too quick and you don't have enough time, you can make those in advance. Don't put your condiments on it, but you can make a sandwich. You can make a wrap with your meat, your cheese, your veggies, all that. Just don't put your mustard and your mayo and your dressings on it. Put those on the side and put those on day of. You can prep those in advance. Same thing as bags of veggies. You can buy a big bag of mini carrots, put them in little snack size bags and have them in the fridge for grab and go. Same with your grapes. Grapes are a huge thing in my family. If I do not pull the grapes off the vine, they will go moldy in the fridge so quick. So when I get them home, I wash them and I pull them off the vine right away. So they are grab and go and they get ate. So if you also notice you're wasting food, what can you do when it comes home directly from the store so that you are not wasting food and you are fueling your body with that? So we talked about a lot today. We talked about hydration and we talked about meal prepping. We talked about whole foods and how what we are putting in our body matters. Remember, your body matters. The fuel you put in matters. So start small, stay consistent, and over time, you are going to notice how much better you feel when you start drinking more water, start having more protein, you're having more fiber, you're more regular, you start having more vegetables, you start having more fruit, you're no longer lacking nutrients. Your body feels good. Your joints feel better. Your muscles feel better. You're recovering from those long days better. It's super important that you are fueling your body in the way that you would fuel your car or that machinery on the farm. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And here's to fueling your body with all of the good stuff. Talk to you soon.
Our thanks to Morgan Ekovich for sharing on this week's PDP podcast. Morgan is the owner of Get Fit With Me and host of the Empower Her Wellness podcast. If you'd like to listen to that, go to empowerherwellness.buzzsprout.com. And our thanks to you for your continued support of these PDP podcasts. For archive programs, head to pdpw.org. Until next time, have a great week.